Klassenarbeit 4. 3.
Elizabeth.
Darren.
It's time.
What for?
Let's talk about television.
Ooh, I like watching television.
Do you have a streaming account?
I think everyone does these days, don't they?
Which one do you use most?
Probably Netflix.
And why is that?
I just like it. It's got a lot of stuff I want to watch. And it's got good LGBTQI representation, which, as you know, is my area of special interest.
Is there any show in particular you like?
Have you seen She-Ra and The Princess of Power? It is the most inclusive animation I've ever seen.
I'm more of a House of Flowers man myself.
Really? Huh. I wouldn't have thought you'd go for telenovelas.
I can't resist.
I just love that there's so much stuff out there for people like us that's in the mainstream. You don't have to go searching for it.
I know, right? As if, oh, I don't know, not being heterosexual is totally normal.
And that there are a lot of us out there, walking among the cisgender humans.
I'm not sure my mom is as enthusiastic as we are. She doesn't watch a lot of television these days, because she says there's too much filth on the small screen. I guess it's a different generation.
I don't know. My grandma was pretty stoked when we watched Special. She said a show like that would have been impossible to find when she was my age. I mean, someone who is gay and has cerebral palsy? Unheard of.
Do you think there's too much representation of non-heteronormative people?
What? No. Do you?
I was just playing devil's advocate.
Do you think anyone thinks that?
Oh, there's been some backlash. Too many LGBT backstories, too many remakes with non-hetero characters who weren't in the original. The wrong sort of representation of gay people. Netflix pulled the plug on The Society, and I'm not okay with this. Although the official line was something about COVID messing up production dates, there are internet rumors that tell a different story.
There's always going to be somebody who has a problem with anything on TV that doesn't reflect themselves. They don't have to watch these programs. Nobody forces anybody to watch TV. If they want to see their reflection, they should turn off the TV and look in a mirror.
But if you were a heterosexual white person, wouldn't you feel threatened by all these people on TV that weren't like you?
No. I watched Grace and Frankie and really enjoyed it, and I'm not old.
I watched Grace and Frankie. Isn't it adorable?
It really is.
You want to know something that I think is really great?
What?
The representation of trans people as people.
I know, right? I'm not trans myself, but it must be so great if you're trans to see other trans people on TV.
Yeah, not seeing them as the freak or the joke.
Although, I don't like Jonathan Van Ness on Queer Eye.
He's annoying, right?
So annoying. Maybe he's a lovely person in real life, but I can't stand him on TV.
What's on your list to watch next?
The Andy Warhol series. I forget the name. I don't get why he's such a famous artist, and I want to find out. What about you?
I'm going to watch Halston.
Gotta love a man who's into fashion.
That I am.
Listeners, if you've got any recommendations for a TV series on Netflix or any other platform, let us know.